Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
This man is singing about too. Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to everyone out there. Come on in. Welcome. Have a seat. We've got a spot for you guys. I see Mr. Brown Waters in front of me. And I see a special guest in.
I wonder why.
Hello, Steve.
You know, I wasn't awake till I got here, so it was kind of odd. It's like suddenly going, wait a minute.
Yeah, I know that feeling, brother. Steve's sitting in today for us because Lyric's not here.
He's on the road.
But he'll be on the road, but we're going to talk to Lyric a little bit later. Yeah. And this is Sean Roberts, and this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
Yo, and thank you for joining us today. And, of course, you know we're streaming live from Orange County.
That's right. And of course, if you guys are new to Your Weekly Dose, our podcast is all about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten your day through our laughter.
Yep. Whoa, something just visited. Wow. How y'all doing?
You okay there, Steve?
I'm great. All of a sudden. Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. No, we like to make you laugh and talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things we have done recently. Oh, boy. You know, the things that connect us all the things that make us human. After all, laughter is the best medicine.
And to all of our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are part of the show. So join in the conversation by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
And you can send us a message via X or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
You can also connect with us on Facebook at yourweeklydose or email us at yourweeklydose.1. Dose1@gmail.com.
I know it's been a while for you, Steve. Well, listen, guys, we've got a fun show for you guys today. Steve's sitting in, but we will be talking to Lyric. Amber's out for the day, but we've got just a whole bunch of fun things going on. We're even going to do Name That Kazoo Tune today
yeah,
as well.
That's why Lyric didn't show up.
That's why Lyric didn't show up, exactly. He knew. He knew this was the third Saturday of the month, the son of a bitch.
No, I'm not going to that. You're going to see a trend.
And just so you know, Steve, I think your kazoo's over there, so right next to you there.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Are you
You got yours ready, right?
I got mine.
Okay, I got mine ready, too.
You said it's kazoo week.
Absolutely, man. There you go. So, now, guys, don't forget, not only can you download the show for free from our website. Wow.
Brain fart?
That was really weird. No. I didn't know that was on the recording. That's totally funny. But not only can you download the show for free from our website, you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, and, of course, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. But most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show. Even if you don't like us, tell us. We want to know it. We want to know it, and that way we can change and make things better. Of course, today's theme song was The Last DJ by Tom Petty. And, of course, The Last DJ was actually written about the great Jim Ladd. Who was known nationwide for his headsets radio program. Of course, he was a living legend here on KLOS.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Jim Ladd passed away this past December.
Wow.
So, but today, we honor Jim and Mr. Petty with their song, The Last DJ, because today is National DJ Day. So we're going to call a few people that some of you guys might know and check it all out. So we might have some fun with him. We'll find out.
It's very pity that he came up with that song.
Yeah, well, him and Jim Ladd were very, very close friends, and that was the reason why. And Jim Ladd was one of those guys who truly did free-form rock and roll. So you didn't know what the next song was going to be that he was going to play.
Oh, okay.
So that was the whole cool thing about Jim Ladd, and that's why the song The Last DJ, because back in the day, the DJs were the ones who decided, you know, what went on the radio, not the program directors.
Yeah, now they just play the same six songs
over and over and over again. Well, everything's been programmed for the last 20 years by a damn machine. And you know, it's a shame, too, because what they did was that when the bigger stations took over the smaller ones, they got rid of all their program directors and had one guy program 16 different stations. So they're almost all the same. And then now, again, like I said, nowadays it's all done by machine. So, yeah, like I said, that's why you're hearing the same songs over and over and over again.
It's a sin to be syndicated.
Yeah, just about, man. You know, and it kind of sucks, you know, and that's why radio's kind of gone the way it's gone. But it is what it is. Uh-huh. So, but you grew up with Jim Ladd.
Yeah, you remember
Steve?
Those.
Well, yeah, I remember the name and stuff, but I don't remember actually listening to him. I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
But not, you know, not enough to. That was a long time ago.
In rock and roll, do DJs have a problem with people bumping the booth when they dancing too?
Well, if you're going to go that kind of DJ, yeah.
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 Yeah. I was just thinking about the last DJ, you know. We always hit bumping the DJ when we away from my speakers.
Well, you know, yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that because if you look right behind me.
Uh-huh. Don't bump the record, kid.
Which is a book that Mark Thompson wrote, uh-huh. Who is our mentor from Mark and Brian. That's the Mark from Mark and Brian.
Yes, sir.
And what it was is that's what he always wanted to do was be an on-air radio personality.
Yeah.
So how he got the title for that book was from a story that one of the DJs in his local town in Muscle Shoals that he grew up listening to, one of the radio stations there, he was doing some kind of a thing somewhere at like a supermarket or whatever, you know. And Mark went to go see him, you know, to meet his idol, basically. And as he's talking to him, the DJ says, hey kid, don't bump the record. You know, so yeah. So it's funny that you say that.
See?
Because it's very true. You know, because everything was going out in the air. Because back in those days, they had to take everything out there with them. You know, it's not like on an iPad and you just boop, hit a button.
Man, they had the whole luggage.
Yeah. The record player, the generator, the records, and everything, you know.
I need a separate car for all my equipment.
Yeah, a trailer or something, man. Exactly.
Back in the days.
Oh,
Steve just woke up.
Jim, yeah, Ladd, he was at the NAC originally in Long Beach.
There we go.
Smaller. Yeah, I heard that.
Ken AC. Yeah, the NAC, right.
The NAC.
Not the band, the NAC, but the radio station.
The radio station, Ken AC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in 1969.
See, I know you're loving this right now because you're going, crazy old white guy. You know, and of course, the last time you met Steve, when you guys were on the air, of course, now you're part of the show.
Yeah.
So having Steve sit in like this, whatever, it's nice. See, we're going to have conversation. Steve is going to pop up and say,
I noticed.
KNAC, the neck.
Yeah. You know, that got a fact. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, you're going to enjoy this show so much right now.
Well, I know I am, so.
I'm already in tears.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
This is why we need footage. This is
why. Yeah, exactly. Which we.
Man, I've been telling him that for years.
Which we're talking about. We're trying to get it done. So, and we're going to be needing your help with that, too. Oh, so, yeah.
Oh, I wish we had that spit take I did on.
Oh God! I wish we had the film footage of the stripper. I mean, we got pictures.
Oh yeah,
see?
Really?
Yeah, we took pictures.
I haven't ever seen them.
Yes, you have.
The realization.
But I remember.
Well, you remember. I mean, she. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's something we can show.
I remember her.
See, when he turns 70, when he turned 70, we decided to get him a stripper for his birthday, and she was in this room.
Oh, that's that was a tight.
Oh yeah,
tight nice.
Yes, it was.
So, everything.
Well, she was actually more like a co-host. Okay. In a way, she talked.
Well, because we asked her questions, but she wasn't like.
But it was like she was like. She was. It wasn't it was like we were all. Never mind.
It wasn't. Wow. It wasn't just twerking. It was
it was a little bit of
intellectual private dance.
Yeah, it wasn't like she was doing any high kicks or. Spins.
Yeah. She didn't do anything like that.
I hope not. But
Steve did clean everything up, though. Let's just put it that way.
Congratulations.
Yeah. My God. You know what? Just with that, let's start catching up here.
I think we got to start with Steve.
Go back to 1969.
I was an adult then.
Lord knows he ain't one now.
Thank goodness for that.
See, the banter that you and Lyric have, that's the banter he and I have.
Right? I'm seeing that. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I can get back.
Yeah.
Reel it in, guys. Reel it in. Oh, my.
Yeah. Hi, Stefush.
How you doing?
Good.
Glad you called. This is fun.
Yeah, no. Did you have your gummies this morning or not yet?
Yes.
Oh shit. There we go.
Yeah.
We're screwed. The show is screwed. That's all I'm going to say right now.
Yeah, that was when we started reading the opening. That was...
When it kicked in?
Yeah, that's when
it kicked in. Oh, man. Okay. BW, I'm going to need your help, brother. I'm really going to need your help. God, I might be
noticing his face, y'all. That makes a whole lot of sense.
I might be the only sober one here. I'm not too sure.
Damn sure.
Yeah, holy crap. Keep the show rolling, man. Well oiled machine, folks. Well oiled machine.
Well, he said, oh.
So, you know what? Let's start with him. Steve, how was your week, bud?
You know, I figured out that I had never seen the movies John Wick.
Oh, okay, with Keanu. With
Keanu Reeves. And I like Keanu Reeves.
You know, I love Keanu.
It's just one of those things where it just didn't happen for some reason.
Right.
Well, since I got back from Utah, my landlord gave me Netflix. So,
congratulations.
And other stuff. And I'm like, yeah. So I watched the first three of them.
Oh, okay.
I loved them. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And you know, the one thing that stood out for me was that almost every time he killed somebody, he'd shoot him, and then he'd shoot him in the head.
Make sure he did.
And make sure.
No, don't get back up.
You don't see that often in movies, and that's the only thing that really makes sense.
Oh, usually they just kick him in the chest, and then they're done for the rest of the movie.
So, but I loved it. I loved it. It was really cool. I can't wait to see the
case, we watched The Suicide Squad last night, which is the sequel from Suicide Squad. And
so they had Suicide Squad and
then the Suicide Squad.
Wait, are you?
Yeah, I'm
that's
serious.
The difference?
Did I miss something?
Yeah. So
my God, that don't make sense at all.
Yeah, and so basically, the killing they did in the Suicide Squad.
See, that's the thing right there. That's what makes it stupid because you have to say the.
It is. It is basically they were cutting people's heads off and they were like blowing. There was did you see Deadpool?
Oh my God! Yes.
Okay, you know how bloody Deadpool? Yeah. That's the way the Suicide Squad was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was that. It was
the
like
Suicide Squad. They weren't quite so graphic.
No, because it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad at all. You know, they're shooting these monsters or whatever, and they're going down. But they're not, like, blowing them up.
They're going down.
Yeah, or anything like that. So there's a difference. You would look so confused right now.
Yes, I'm over here confused. Because I've seen this movie, but I don't remember watching The Suicide Squad. I thought it was Birds of Prey or something.
Well, there's that one, too. That's all part of it.
Okay. Okay, maybe I didn't watch this
So basically, so Birds of Prey, which has Margot Robbie in it, is a sequel to Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And then The Suicide Squad is like the continuation of that as well.
So there's a that Suicide Squad.
No.
There's going to be a this Suicide Squad.
You want this Suicide Squad or do you want that? Well, I want the Suicide Squad. But that Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Well, this is all part of the DC comics and everything. So, yeah.
Giving us a laugh.
Yeah, they are. End of story.
Wow. Yeah, so. Yeah. I thought they was made of parodies too. Like they was making them more.
It there's a lot of humor in it, but yeah, but it's pretty bloody gory kind of a thing too. So, but they kind of stay true to a particular DC storyline. So, but my feeling of it was it was half good. So okay, there's you know
half good
an hour of
so was it
of,
half bad too.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was. Well, for me, I'm just bad. Like really okay. And so, yeah, so I mean, to me, there's like an hour I'm not going to get back.
Yeah.
As opposed to 2 hours I'm not going to get back.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, but.
It's one of those, okay, I'm a little bored, but I still want to finish it. Let me go grab some popcorn and not pause it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You don't want to pause it
real quick.
Yeah. And you hit the microwave, you don't walk back to the TV, but you actually stand in front of the microwave waiting for it. Yeah, and then you come in the room and go, happened?
Yeah, you just listen to see if it get loud.
Exactly.
Oh, it's action. Hold on, wait.
Exactly, yeah. You know, or you go, okay, that's a lot of blood and guts. I'm going to go make the popcorn now so I don't, you know, throw up while I'm eating the popcorn.
I don't have that problem. I watch Walking Dead and be grubbing. It was only one time where I was eating like some noodles or something, and then they had this shot and the noodles oozed out the brain. And I was like, oh, okay, I can't do that, but that was the only time.
One time in band camp?
Yeah,
there you go. Too far.
I don't get queasy when
I'm because we were eating pizza last night while watching it and just like, really? Really? I got to see this guy's head get chopped in half, like from like the eyebrows up.
Oh.
You know, and have it just like slide off.
So he had a skull cap.
Less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. So that was fun. So that was my week was having to watch that. So,
man, that's a good week. I'm glad that's no drama. My week's been mighty testy. You know
how so, brother?
Just a few. We had a few lost in the family on both sides, and then
who else passed away?
My kid's mother's uncle.
Okay,
you know, we have a couple people
your
sick.
Your kid's
right now.
Mother's uncle. Okay,
so their great uncle. So they've been doing in a way that. You know, they're Mexican, so they deal with the loss a little different. They're more connected with it, so it was kind of like really heavy. So that was one. But overall, and then my grandma's.
Right.
And then her birthday is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right.
The baby's birthday, so we're doing the celebration for that.
Today.
So just planning it is kind of like, you know, so it's, you know, it's happy. It's happy, but it's still like heavy because you got to get through it. But so it's been fun. It's been.
Yeah.
It's been trying, but
well, I can honestly say this, you know, is that I've thankfully I had your grandmother's cookie.
Uh-huh.
And you can always tell about a woman through her cookie.
Uh-huh.
And it was damn good. Everything was damn good. So that tells me how good of a woman she was.
Yeah.
Right then and there.
I was actually going to do it like a documentary memoir on her. We scheduled it for next month because she had some surgeries, not surgery, but hospital visits.
Uh-huh.
So we was going to let her do that. And then we scheduled like a doc because she has a lot of legacy information. She did this. She played softball.
Uh-huh.
And she was on like this Negro team.
Oh, cool.
But it was like right before integration. And then they was traveling and beating up all the other teams.
All the white teams.
All the white teams. And they was massive. Right.
Oh, shit. They can play.
So that was a great story. I wanted to get and a few other stories about like the building of San Bernardino because she was there for the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So,
you know, you mentioned your grandmother with softball. And I have an uncle of mine. Who is my dad's best friend in this from the service?
Yeah,
and my uncle Neil, and Neil is from St. Croix, and so his parents. It was funny. His parents ran the import export for the whole island, so grew up fairly well off. Let's say, you know, I mean, it was a 16-room house that they had, fields and so forth, whatever. You know, sugar canes and what have you. But he also grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And his father was in the service and was stationed up in Canada. So he learned to play hockey. And Neil was one of the first black men on the semi-pro leagues and everything. And he was the type of guy where had to deal with a lot of prejudice, you know, and racial slurs and of it. But his attitude was, they can say anything they want. As long as I make the puck into the goal, that's how you shut him up.
True.
You know, and I thought that's so cool. And he's got, they finally did a documentary film on him and his whole journey. And then when he found out it was in the 70s, he got a grant to then teach underprivileged children in the low end of the D.C. area how to play the game itself. And he grew it into this massive thing. It all started with him hosing down his driveway and letting the water freeze there. And they would play the hockey in his driveway.
Nice.
You know, so, yeah, it's a really cool film. It's a really, really cool film. So, hi, Steve.
Huh? All right. Are we still doing the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. How was your week, Steve?
It was great.
Okay.
Also, I like Michael Bay movies.
Good for you.
And I got to see The Island again. I love that movie with Coffee in it. What's his name that played Coffee? And
Mr. Folgers?
Green Mile. Was it him? Was, you know, the big black guy that was on the Green Mile?
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. Well, he was in this Michael Bay movie.
Oh, okay.
The Island. He did a really cool part and everything. Those action movies are the technology when, as these things are being made, and even now it's still even getting better. It makes it look so cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I love it. So I like to watch a lot of the action stuff. So I've been doing that.
Cool. Because now you got Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve's got Netflix now, so he's enjoying
That's
life.
Why he's sleepy because he's been binge watching everything.
No kidding. Wow. All right. So let's see what we got coming up. Oh, should we do What's Trending then?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm going to do something a little bit different because we're going to be talking to Lyric here in a few. So
okay.
I'm going to do a different, little bit different theme.
Oh. Hey.
What's that? You see that?
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Kind of different.
Yeah.
Where's this from? Goofy Things Are Us?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, here we go, guys. Here's what's trending. Jane Seymour reveals that sex at 72 is awesome.
I bet. Is Gina a guy or a girl?
Jane Seymour.
Oh,
Jane Seymour.
Oh, I love Jane Seymour.
Yeah. Well, Jane Seymour is opening up about putting herself first and how her sex life has not only gotten better as she's gotten older. It's an essay for Cosmopolitan Sex After 60 series. The 72-year-old actor explained how after being coupled up for more than 5 decades of her life, she realized that she would vanish behind her significant other. Mm. So now that she's met current boyfriend John Zambetti, she said that was happily alone, not engaging, looking, or whatever, and to become more committed to the relationship. And that they have a great chemistry, which also extended into their intimate moments. She said, sex right now is more wonderful and passionate than anything I've ever remembered because it's built on trust, love, and experience. To me, that's important right there, the experience.
That's right.
How to do things.
Practice.
Yep. And she says that the actor emphasized that your sex life doesn't need to end at 60. And she also touched on this the stigma around aging and menopause, writing that she thinks that life can only get better when you are open-minded and listen to your body and to yourself. You always got to be open-minded,
man. That's true.
Got to try new things. Always, you know.
And Zambetti sounds Italian, so you heard about them Italian lovers. So.
Yeah.
If I heard an Italian lover. Said,
exactly.
Sex is actually fun.
Mm-hmm. It can be.
Check it and see.
Yeah.
I found my body.
Pauly Shore is playing Richard Simmons now, apparently.
What? Oh, okay. I can see that back.
Hey, now, you mean on purpose or by accident?
No. Pauly Shore is taking the role of the weight loss goober Richard Simmons. Wow. The actor comedian 55 portrays Simmons in a new short film called The Court Jester, which premiered on YouTube last night. The teaser trailer for the film was written and directed by Jake Lewis and dropped on the 17th of this month. Shore's portrayal of Simmons includes his attitude brims with Simmons' trademark compassion and positivity.
That's not a far stretch.
No.
Look alike.
Shore told Entertainment Weekly that he got the idea to play Simmons, who's now 75, after fans on social media pointed out how much he physically resembled the curly-haired fitness legend.
Yep.
So, yeah.
How old is Pauly Shore?
What was the name of it?
Oh, okay. He's 55 himself. Wow.
Yeah. So, let's see. What else we got? Prince William visits Kate Middleton. I don't know exactly what's going on, but of course, Prince William was by his wife's bedside in a visit to the hospital on the 18th. Catherine, the Princess of Wales, recovers from an abdominal surgery, which it seems like that the, what do you call it? Not the House of Windsor, but the palace, I guess, the way they call it, is kind of keeping everything secret. So Kate is 42. She underwent a planned abdominal surgery on Tuesday and will be recovering from the hospital for the next 10 to 14 days.
Oh, she's getting a BBL.
William will be postponing appearances in the upcoming months and will not be conducting any official duties while his wife is in the hospital or immediately after she returns home. She is expected, though, to be recouping for 2 to 3 months and unlikely to return to public duties until after Easter. That's an awful long time. So I'm wondering what was going on in her tummy there that they needed to, that, you know, the surgery, number one. But it seems like the palace is kind of keeping everything hush hush right now. So
yeah,
for whatever reason. But hope for a face recovery, though. I do like her. I think she's good.
I got some connections on the inside. I'm gonna make some few calls and see if they can find out.
Oh, really? You want to call them now?
I gotta see. You know, because of the time difference. You know.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So
okay. All right. And I know last time we or was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we talked about the whole Doritos.
Oh yeah.
Thing or whatever. Well, now Burt B's ranch flavored lip balm started off as a joke. But it may start off as a joke, but now they're laughing all the way to the buttermilk bank. Check this out. On January 17th, Burt Bees and Hidden Valley Ranch partnered for a wild lip balm collaboration inspired by the flavors of chicken wings.
What is going on with the world today?
Oh, my God.
The limited edition collection featured lip balm sticks in 4 flavors: Hidden Valley Ranch, Buffalo Sauce, Crunchy Celery, and fresh carrot. Mm-mm. Now, Burt Bees emphasizes on its website that lip balms, though food flavored, are not for consumption, people.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're going to have to give you one of those signs that just says, I'm stupid.
So what is the point of having it smell like food?
Well, it's just a partnership that they want to try.
What is the point of having
They were available for limited supply and for $11.99, but the supplies didn't last long, selling out in just a few hours. Now, according to the post on Instagram. Now, the pair of unlikely partners came up with the idea as an April Fool's joke on social media almost 2 years ago. But now it's 2 years later, and now they have announced that the collection has sold out, and fans have been sharing upon the unconventional partnership and want more.
They lying. They bought them all themselves and put the reviews out. They ain't no who. Why? Sean, why?
Well, imagine okay. Having...
Explain.
Imagine going, wow, it's kind of cold out there.
Uh-huh.
And I need some lip balm.
Okay.
Now, do you want just to put like the regular blah, yes. blah, blah, blah on it? Or would you rather have something that has a little bit of flavor? So if
Wait.
You asked me to explain. Let me explain. So, or have something that has an actual flavor. So when you accidentally lick your lips, you go... carrot. Celery.
As long as you're not going.
So it tastes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Celery.
So it tastes like it?
Yeah.
I thought it just smelled like it.
No, well, I'm sure it would probably taste like it. Yeah, because it says 4 flavors. The lip balm has
my
a flavor.
Goodness, that's...
So Hidden Valley Ranch and Buffalo. Dude, imagine buffalo sauce on your lips and you can.
No, because I'm a hungry individual. And that's just
I know that would make me hungry.
I'd be
too.
So mad.
I mean, I'm. Damn.
Also, imagine kissing somebody who's hungry and they forget that it ain't no lips. That's dangerous. If I was hungry and you kissing me and I'm like, this tastes like chicken.
That makes you want to bite her lip even more.
Yeah, go
but not bite it off.
Take it. That's not.
Not bite it off.
Mike Tyson her lip. I'm going with this. Why don't you rub some of that on your arm too? It's over.
Ooh. Or other parts of the body.
Or other parts of the, you yeah. Everybody knows everybody went dangerous. There. So.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Absolutely.
It's dangerous.
But it could be fun, though. That's just it. No?
Pour some hot sauce on it.
Wow. Yeah, you can get some Tapatio and actually pour some on there, you know, and or maybe even get some real whipped cream.
Got some potato salad in the refrigerator.
There you go.
While we kissing.
Or Asian salad or whatever, Asian dressing. Because it's all oily, you know?
Oh, America. It has to be an American product. That's for sure.
Well, of course. There's yeah. No... Hidden Valley Ranch. Come on, man.
But I mean, this lip balm, America's going to do it.
Oh, it's always interesting, brother. Always interesting.
The one comedian that was did the stuff about the instructions on different things, like the little packet of dehydration.
Oh, you're talking about Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that whole routine.
Here's your sign.
Ooh, look, Skittles.
Yeah. It's like, I got myself in a stereo and Chiclets. No, it's a drying agent, you dumbass. That's why it says do not eat this.
Oh, man.
You've heard that, though, haven't you?
Yes.
Too good. Too good. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Lyric just texted me that right now he's got a gentleman and a son in his car right now. So he said not really engaging per se. So that's okay. That's all right. So, so you know what? Let's go ahead and kind of move on to something else here and everything. And we're gonna try this. So. Let's see here. Let me get some dialing music, first of all. And the first person we're going to call is a friend of ours, friend of the program.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see. Because today is National DJ Day.
Yes.
Everett.
And it's not just those who do the weddings or there, but also radio personalities too.
Yes.
So I want to call some of our favorites. So the first person that we're going to call is our friend Brian Phelps from the Mark and Brian.
Are you serious?
Program, yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Okay. I'm excited with the crowd. Okay.
Oh my God!
Never just calling the number.
Yeah. You,
yeah.
You had not my number.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Why are you mad at my from the Mark and Brian show.
Are you ready for the message? I mean,
yeah, I know.
Wait.
He might answer, so I don't know.
Oh, God. This is dumb.
We're not gonna do what we did last time, though.
No, but I mean,
yeah,
we need to.
Let's see if he answers.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Call me back.
Why don't we all just do every other word of a message?
Hi, you've reached the voicemail, so please leave a message. And now, for your dancing and listening pleasure, I'd like to do an imitation of Fred Flintstone talking with Barney using a French accent. Hey, Barney, would you like to go bowling? Yep, dab do.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Brian, that sounded really good, brother. This is Sean Roberts from your Weekly Dose podcast, buddy. Today is National DJ Day, so we were just trying to call you and wish you a happy National DJ Day, being one of our favorite DJs for 25 years, of course, on KLOS, brother. So just want to call and wish you that. So hope everything is well with you, my friend. We still need to get you here in the room with us and everything, so hopefully we'll talk to you soon, brother. Take care, all right? Bye. All right, so there you go. So that was Brian. Love calling Brian, because you never know the type of message that Brian is going to get or leave on his phone.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of
fun.
Cool. That's fun.
That's fun.
So, yeah.
Barney.
Exactly. All right. So let's see here. Okay. So now the other one that we wanted to call. Let's see if she answers. Whoops. No, that's not it. Here. You know what? And I keep forgetting this. We need some dialing music here.
Stevie D, when I be the movie, baby. Look at you, now look at me.
Because right now she's in South Carolina and she does have a midday show right now in South Carolina, and that's Kelly Gates. Now Kelly Gates was also on the Mark and Brian show,
okay,
and she used to do the news for the guys. So let's see here.
Here's the news across the nation.
Yeah. So let's see if Kelly answers. The phone number's been a while since I've called her, too.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Two.
Don't want to give out her phone number. One. Nope. Eight. One. Nope, 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 nope. Nope, 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 nope.
I guess the rest.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press one for more options.
Hey, Kelly, it's Sean Roberts from Your Weekly Dose Podcast, darling. Hope everything is going well with you. Today is National DJ Day, so we just wanted to call you from the show and wish you a happy National DJ Day. And hopefully that your show is doing well there in South Carolina. Saw a post that you got a midday show going on, of course.
Congratulations.
And, what's that?
I said congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So whole gang's here, Kelly. And so we just want to call and wish you a happy National DJ Day. We're going to call Tito now and bug him. So, okay. We'll talk to you soon, darling. Take care. Hope everything is well. All right. So there we go. All right. So there's Kelly. And then who said we were going to, what else were we going to call? Are we on? Sorry. Okay. You know what? Let's call Tito. Tito Puentes. So Tito's pretty cool. Now, Tito worked with Mark and Brian also.
Almost said Tito Jackson.
Yeah, there you go. So, and of course, let me get the music up again. Tito Benavides. And see how he's doing here. Let's see. See if Tito answers.
Hello?
Tito!
Who's this?
Tito, it's Sean Roberts from Your Weekly Dose Podcast.
Oh, Sean. Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, brother. You're on the air. Is that okay?
Sure. Why not?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
We are doing wonderful. Steve is here. BW Brown Waters is here. And we were just calling all the guys that we know to wish them a national happy National DJ Day. And, of course, you've been a DJ yourself and worked, of course, with the guys and everything. So we just want to call and wish you happy National DJ Day.
Oh, right on, man. That is the coolest. I hope Hallmark is listening in and starts developing a card for us, man.
Hey, you never know, man. We just left Brian a message, and we just left Kelly Gates a message, too.
Bravo, man. Wow. National DJ Day. Are we playing any music today?
We're playing a couple of different things. We actually, our theme song today was The Last DJ by Tom Petty in honor of Jim Ladd, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Good job. Excellent choice, man.
So real quick, brother, how have you been?
I've been doing okay, man. Yeah. Just, you know, doing everything I can for taking care of my family and just, you know, being here and doing a good old Lewis and Clark into 2024, man, seeing what's going to happen next, you know?
I hear you. So family doing well? How's mom doing?
Yeah. We're all, you know, we all love each other. We're all taking care of each other. And, you know, that's the best we can do, right?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, we're happy, though, man. That's the one thing, man. I mean, I'm so grateful for the smiles that, that get reflected back to me by the people that I love, man. And that's what, you know, that's what, that's the goal for me right now, man.
Cool, brother. Cool. Well, you know, we've got a lots of old Mark and Brian listeners, of course, and everything. And and of course, for my new partner here, Brown Waters, is he sitting here? And Tito was a very important part of the Mark and Brian show. And to kind of give you an idea, to tell this quick story, because it's a very famous story within the history of the show. They had Fleetwood Mac come in. Actually, it was oh my gosh, I can't think of their names right now. Jeez, though.
Lindsey Buckingham. Lindsey
Buckingham.
Yeah,
come in
and Stevie
and Stevie Nicks come in, and they were going to do a song, and Stevie was kind of not feeling it, kind of a thing.
Yeah, you could understand. I mean, they just got back together again, so she wasn't used to getting up at 4 a.m. and, you know.
Yeah, and
who is, right? You know, and
yeah, I mean, when I get up at 4 a.m, I'm going to the bathroom.
So much. I mean, no one really talks. I mean, no one really knows this, but so much happened, you know, leading up to that whole thing, you know. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, when she came in, she got bombarded by fans, you know, that are that were part of the station, you know. Oh, sign this. And like, she was like, oh God, you know, she's like, you know, already in a pre-rooster mood, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
And it was like, you know, there was just so much happening, you know, and then like, you know, it was like an imperfect storm, you know, it was,
yeah,
you know, enough of one thing and not enough of another, you know?
But the man who saved it though, because they said she was going to perform, then she decided not to. And then Tito goes over and talks to her and hands her a little bag that a friend of yours gave you, right?
Yeah, my buddy Lana. Yeah, and, absolutely. She's the one that made it.
And Tito goes over and talks to Stevie Nicks and just, you know, being the cool guy that Tito is, she then changes her mind and goes in, and they both do Landslide acoustically, just Lindsey on guitar and Stevie vocal. It was one of the most amazing things on radio ever. So I'll have to play it for you later on.
Yeah. I really wish I could, I could share with you, like, the, you know, because Primo, you know, she was like, she first warned us not to go near them, you know, because it was like, oh my God, this is not going right. You know, she was not in a great mood and everything like that. And I was in the switchboard area, and right. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm a deadhead right off the tour, you know what I mean, when I got the job at KMLS, you know. So, I've hanged around with a lot of bands, you know, and I was like, you know, I felt like, you know, rock and roll myself, man, you know, like, and I'm like, dude, you guys got to know how to deal with people, you know, these, you know, she's cool. You just got to not act like you're in the dentist office, man. You know, you got to be cool, you know? And like, I was young and you know, idealistic back then too. You know, I mean, I just thought everything was going to be all right, you know? And then, right when she turned the corner, I remember I was smiling at her and like beaming. Cause I was, you know, you're happy to see someone. You got to let them feel it too, you know? And like, and it's not a, you know, it wasn't more than how you treat friends, you know. And like, and when she turned the corner, first she had her girls, she had all of her beautiful lady friends hanging out that to protect her, uh-huh. You know, and they were scanning the area. I remember them walking through and making sure everything was okay, you know. It was theater. It was totally theater. And like, I'm just looking at it through the switchboard door, you know, that one, and to the right would lead into the control room, right? And then first Lindsey comes through and he's carrying his guitar and he's looking like he's been through this a lot, like, oh boy, he had that oh boy look on his face, right? And then and he walked in, and then the next thing I know is I see Lindsey and I have these medicine bags wrapped around my hat, you know. And I'm smiling at her, and she looked at me, and she's like, gives me the look like, what's your story? You know what I mean? Like, you know, who are you? You know, like that, you know, like, and I'm like, God bless you, Stevie Nicks. These are for you. I said it just like that. I remember, and then like I handed the bags, and she saw them dangling off of them. One was empty and one was full of stuff. The empty one was for her to fill up her own, you know? And she saw what they were, and then she looked at me like her whole demeanor changed. She was like that, and she grabbed them, you know, she grabbed my hands, you know, and they were the most elegant, the most softest, the most regal, royal, beautiful hands ever to clutch my paws, you know what I mean? Like, and
she used a lot of Jergens lotion, I think is probably what it was.
Yeah, that or you're just
oil valet.
I think it went way beyond Jergens, way beyond rose cream. It went way beyond anything mustered by man, you know. And it was just her beautiful self, and it was like and she just started saying thank you. She, like in a way like of. Like someone that is in need of water, someone that was in need of something, you know, like, thank you. You have no idea how much I needed this. And I'm like, no, thank you. Thank you right back. Thank you for all the poetry and thank you for all the music, you know. And we were just smiling at each other. And I haven't even told you about the tour manager that she was with that was like, this guy was more than just her employee. He was infatuated with her. And I haven't even told you this, that guy's story. There's so many stories about that day.
That day, yeah.
He, you know, he looked at me and he didn't really, you know, like, you know, any guys around, you know. And I remember when he saw me before all this happened, and he's like, we're going to need more security up here. Like, I mean, I'm not going to have some guy waiting for the bus that's off the street. I'm an employee there, you know what I mean? And they called our biggest, baddest guy, you know, to you know, our security dude. And I remember when he was coming up, you could hear the leather on his utility coming, you know, here and walking up, you know. And then he comes and he positions himself by the door. I mean, the guy's 6 foot something, man. He was just, you know, the coolest, you know, guard ever, you know. And he turns and looks at me. He's like, hey, Tito, how's it going? And it just ticked off this tour manager even more, right? You know, he's there for, you know, because he doesn't like me. And all of a sudden the guy's like, hey, man, how's it going? I'm like, hey, how you doing, you know?
Which is really hard because, see, when Tito smiles at you,
oh, dude, yeah,
he lights up the room.
But this guy, you can tell, you know, he had his own love for Stevie, and I think he just didn't like any dudes around, you know what I mean? That was the whole thing.
To have him for himself, yeah. Like,
yeah, but so we're holding hands at this point, when, you know, like, you know, we just thank each other. We're just staring at it. We're just in each other's face space. We're close. I mean, we're just, you know, breathing out so we could breathe each other in, that kind of space, you know what I mean? It was like it was the most beautiful dream thing, you know. You know when you're kids and you dream, like you fall in love, and you have that feeling like you have, you know, somebody you love in a dream, and it's the most intense chemistry you ever. And that's exactly what that was, you know what I mean? It was like we were just adoring each other. It was wonderful, you know. Yeah. And the guy goes, you know, what did he say? He's like, this way, Stevie. Yeah, this way, Stevie. And he was like, oh, like, I'm like, dude, you work for her, man. You know, like, what are you doing? Right. You know, and like, and then I'm like, and I let go of her hands, but she didn't let go of mine.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was awesome, man. It was, and I remember Rita was there. Everybody was just looking over, you know, there, everybody was looking, right? Everybody was there. And like, and I'm like, oh man, you know, hope I'm not screwing up. You know what I mean? And like, and she walked in and she's looking at her bag and she's just zeroing in on what I just gave her. And I turn around and in the switchboard, Prima, Ernesto, everybody from sales, they were behind me, like looking over my shoulder, right? And I'm like, I made her happy, you guys. I made her happy. And they're like, they all just started, like we were, it was the quietest, strongest cheering section ever. Like, yeah, everybody, like, because everybody thought they were going to walk out or she was going to walk out. I mean, right. She threatened to, you know? And then Prima, you know, good old Prima, man, she put a chair next to the big window. She's like, you sit here, you know, and that spot is always saved for the guests of the guest.
Right.
You know what I mean? People that bring people, you know, like, you know, you have like, you know, like Kevin Bacon bringing somebody, you know, like that's where they sit, you know what I mean, to watch the interview, you know. And she sets me up there, and she's like, you sit here. I'm like, I don't want her to think I'm a creep. But I told her like that. And she's like, she doesn't think you're a creep. She loves you. Just sit out, you know. Like, you know, she was like, she was in full control of everything, right? And then, like, we were staring at each other the whole time, man. And we were just, I say this to my friends, man. We were soulmates for like 6 hours.
I believe it. I mean,
yeah, it was awesome. It was the most beautiful thing. And one thing, when she was singing Landslide, that part came up, because they did a couple other songs, you know. Right. Lindsay did, he did a couple songs on his own, and then, like, you know, then they did it, right? And she was looking right at me, man. We were staring right at each other when that song was going, you know. That's I have to throw in there, because that's that, and I got witnesses. Everybody saw that happen. Man. It was really amazing, man. And you know, she called me like a week after, you know, and I wasn't there yet. I would be there 10 minutes.
Well, she called, from my recollection, she actually called the switchboard line.
Yeah,
and so
Tony,
versus,
a guy named Tony Amato, he got the call.
Yeah, versus the hotline or anything like that or whatever to talk to you. So yeah,
it was awesome. It was they were calling from the limo, and it was her management, you know, and they were in the car, and like, how, we just want to call. Can we talk to Tito? And like, oh, he's not here yet. You know, like, yeah. Well, he said that he heard her say, he's not there yet. He's like, oh, we can call back. He'll be there in 10 minutes. You know, like, oh, we can call back. We'll call back. Like, well, this is such and such management. We're in the car with Stevie, and she just really wants to thank him for what he did for her last week. Right. I was house sitting in Santa Monica when all this was happening, right? And I could feel her the whole week, man. I could feel her, like, surrounding me. I don't even know how else to explain it. I was like, because, you know, I'm condensing the moment, man, but it was a story, man. And I'm sorry, I'm feeling like this is just me and you calling, and you got us on the air, you know, and I'm just talking to you, and yeah, this is what I have for lunch, man. And you know, I'm sorry about that, man, you know. But I it was National Big Mouth Day, I would be totally, like, you know, in line with this, man. And I'm sorry, you guys.
No worries, brother. Hey, you know what though, but it's cool, because, you know, I mean, that's all part of it, and all part about being a DJ too, man, just talking and telling these weird stories.
Isn't that what we do, man? Yeah, totally.
We can't. I mean, look, I don't know if you saw the other day or whatever, but Mark posted something, I think, on X or Instagram or whatever, about who his picks were for the football thing. And
oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, five different parts that he had to do it in, because he couldn't shut the hell up either, you know.
Oh, yeah. Good old Mark. I just love
so,
it, man.
You know,
I miss that guy so damn much, so, man.
So, you know,
I swear to God, man.
It's all
even
the same,
when I was
brother.
Working for Mark, man, I would always have dreams that I had a dream that me and Kelly were at his house one time, and it was a Saturday morning, and we were all watching cartoons. I told him, and he would crack up, you know. Yeah, Mark, he felt like a dad.
I'm sure.
Like a father for you.
Well, listen, brother, we want to keep you, because I'm sure you got a busy day and everything.
Yeah,
but,
yes.
But we just want to call.
I got to head for the outhouse. That's how busy I am right now.
Awesome, brother. Well, listen, hugs to your mom. And
hey, you got it, man.
We just wanted to give you a quick call and wish you a happy National DJ Day, brother.
Hey, man, thanks for staying in the lighthouse, because that's what you're doing, dude.
Absolutely, brother.
You know, it seems like a solitary job, you know. You know, holding the torch for the listeners, you know what I mean? And it seems like, you know, like at times unappreciative, but you know, really, man, you're a beacon still, man, of something that was absolutely beautiful, you know, that meant so much to us, that kept, you know, kept the cars in the lanes, you know what I mean?
I
you
do.
Know, with the morning show, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, thanks for thank you really for, you know, keeping an actual memory alive, you know, and you know, keeping people together that want to come together and have, you know, reminisce about that stuff, man, you
absolutely,
know, and
brother.
Hey, and God bless Jim Ladd, man. You know, before I worked with Mark and Brian, I was Tito the Machismo Torpedo on his show, you know. And that was the name he gave me, man, you know. And I was with him for 2 years, man. And lots of incredible stories with him. You know, I got to hang out with him and Tom Petty in the back, you know, Code Words, you know. It was awesome. You know, lots of stuff. I met so many of my idols, you know, Ray Manzarek.
Oh, yeah.
We all got to talk and hang out, man. And, you know, I got to be first name basis with Ray, you know, through Jim. And I cannot believe that, you know, I can't just pick up the phone and call him, because that's how we were still, you know.
That's cool, man.
You know, I mean, I spoke to him on the 9th. Of December,
uh-huh.
And I woke up from a dream of with him, man. I dreamt that I wanted. Oh God, I can't, man, me and you could talk forever, dude. We got to call me back another day, dude.
We'll do. Well, better yet, why don't we set time aside or whatever and have you come in the room, because you're not far from where I live.
Okay, you got it, man.
You know, and we'll come in and we'll do an hour and a half of nothing but reminiscing, brother.
Yeah, you got it. Oil up the mics, man. I'm gonna put her through hell.
You got it. You got it. I'll bring the Crisco.
And who else is with you guys? Oh, the Crisco, right on. Or why don't you do the Rex Lard? Make it real, dude, right?
Exactly. Well,
make it real, man.
Well, my buddy Steve Silva's here with me right now. And
Steve, how's it going, my brother? Right
great,
on, dude.
Tito. It's good to hear from you, man.
To hear you too, man. God bless, man. Radio guys, I love them, man.
And then I've got my new partner, Brown Waters, here also.
What's going on?
Hi, how's it going, Brown?
Everything's fine, man. Everything's good.
Right on, dude, man. You know, just let her rip, dude.
Oh yeah.
You know, let the people have it, because they want it.
That's why the room smells like it is now.
You got it, man. You got cheese, man. brought to you by Febreze, man. Right on.
Exactly. Yeah. Coming in the 9 different flavors.
Right on, brother, man. Well, call anytime, man. I still don't believe I'm awake yet, and I'm just, you know, having another one of those fun dreams.
Well, you know, it's almost 11 o'clock, brother. It's time to get the hell up.
Oh, like, no, it's Saturday. Saturday is a different rule, dude.
And it's gloomy. And it's gloomy.
Absolutely. You know, you got to read the passport, dude. Saturday's just like, you know, it's different rules apply, man. Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, go visit that outhouse, man.
You got it. Yes, sir. From the moon door coming. All right, man.
All right, brother.
Take it easy, my brother.
You too, brother. Take care.
God bless now. You guys.
Bless you too, bro. And there you go, guys. Tito Benavides, man, from Mark.
He is an amazing, amazing
He's an amazing
person.
Soul.
Oh, my gosh.
His attitude towards everything, I mean, it's just freaking awesome. So and just love it. So yeah, he's a great guy.
That
so,
story, man. I want him to replay it so we could film it or something. The way he said, we were just staring.
Yeah,
he was in that moment again. He felt it all again.
And I know you. I know you and Larry aren't really Mark and Brian fans, because guys, you know, came into LA later on. But that moment was so historic, because the guys didn't know, and this is live radio. You don't know. And Tito went up, talked to her, and changed her.
Yeah, no, he changed himself too.
That too.
I felt her for a week.
So that's, you know, and yeah, just an amazing. And I'll have to play that that version of Landslide, because it's just the two of them, man.
Yeah.
Just Lindsay on guitar and Stevie doing her vocal thing, man. It's just amazing. So. Let's see if we can go ahead and give Lyric a call.
Hey, let's try it.
Why don't you go ahead and get your phone ready, and I'll plug into the board, and we'll do some dialing music as well too for that. Let's see here. All right, where's Lyric's number?
Right there.
Oh, there it is, coming up right now. Okay. Oh, you're doing FaceTime?
It's FaceTime audio, so.
Oh, okay.
I just pressed the same thing he pressed and called me last time on it. Let me see.
Okay.
If you people could see the action going on right now, you would die. Oh, my gosh. Somebody is actually up out of their
right,
seat.
He's not answering. Okay,
because it takes two of them to understand how to operate a stupid smartphone.
Yeah,
because we're not that smart. We're not that smart. So, all right. Steve, you and I have talked about certain things in the past with collecting certain things, too. Collecting certain things.
Like baseball cards and
Baseball cards, whatever, things of that nature, you know. So, with that being said, you know, there's a lot of hype sometimes behind these collections overall.
That's what screwed up OJ.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Is that what, I mean, it was.
He was trying to get some of his collectibles
back. It was his
back.
Stuff.
It was his stuff.
But it was his
stuff. Pretty good.
My face is on it.
And therefore, it's got to be mine. Yeah, exactly. Well, here's some hyped up collections that are actually worthless.
Oh.
So if you think that you've been collecting, going, oh, man, it's going to cash in.
I've been reading a lot about that lately where things have, it's been so long that nobody cares anymore about.
Okay, tell me about my Beanie Babies.
It's on the list.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Stop playing.
You're going to be surprised at some of these
things. Oh, man, come on. Don't break my. All right.
So the first one that we've got is cameras.
Okay.
So, like, older cameras and everything. Digital cameras have basically changed the way people take, store, and think about photographs. I mean, you don't do photograph albums anymore or anything like that.
No.
You know, it's all digital. It's all up here.
I just found an old disposable camera. I don't know where it came from, but immediately I was like, oh, I'm going to give it to my kids to play with because we have no use for it.
I would go to. And where do you develop it now?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can go to the CVS and stuff and they do the 1 hour photo.
But still?
Yeah. Some places, not all of them.
Yeah, because, I mean, the thing is, how do you develop that stuff now?
I think they have the little booths too you can go in, but you have to find it. It's a niche.
All right.
It's definitely a niche.
So, yeah, so basically, digital cameras, you know, they're uniquely also give a false idea that some older film cameras must be valuable. As a result, not so.
Oh, man.
Beanie Babies.
No, don't. Come on, man.
A victim of the mass-produced trap. People think their Beanie Baby collection is valuable because of a price they saw online or headline touting on a rare $1 million Beanie Baby for sale. More likely, your Beanie Baby is one of many millions produced and is not worth anything.
It depends on which Beanie Babies and the collection of the ones you have, like the one or two and stuff like that. You can't have all of them.
Right.
It's certain ones.
Yeah. So, and I'm kind of, it's like with me, I collect Star Wars figures still.
Okay.
So I've seen some of the ones from like episode 3. They're still selling for $7. And it's been, 15 years since those movies came out or whatever? Longer than that, really?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, holy cow. You know, the value hasn't gone up on those because, again, there was such an abundance of them. But if you look at the original 1977, different story.
That's crazy.
Different story. DVD and VHS collections.
What do you mean?
So hopefully nobody is shocked by the appearance of these two on the list, because it shouldn't come as a surprise that new technology quickly develops and old technology becomes outdated. So, for example, like right now, I'm sure that I have a collection of VHF tapes of the Monkees.
Yeah.
Came in a box set. My wife got it for me. But now I have them in DVD form.
Yeah.
So is that box set worth anything now in the VHS?
Yes. Have you seen Leave the World Behind?
No.
That's what it's all about. When everything's gone, you ain't gonna have nothing.
Yeah, it happens.
It's gonna be worth something one day.
So, and Mom, if you're listening, here's this one here: Hummel figures.
Hummel figures.
Yeah.
Enlighten me.
Okay, so the figures became collector's items in the wake of World War II, when American soldiers that were stationed in West Germany became sending them home. They're like a statue, little figurine. There's a certain stylistic to them. And they grew into popular souvenir items, and they skyrocketed in price in the 1970s. The thing is, those days are now gone. Mike Rifkin, owner of Antique Galleries in Palm Springs, explained the harsh reality of them, that traditionally collectibles like Hummel items and virtually are unsellable today. We We direct people looking to sell such items to nearby thrift shops and so forth because there is now no market for them. Because mainly the generations after don't even know what they are. Like, for example, yourself.
Yeah, I have no clue. I never seen these creepy little looking dolls.
Yeah. And like my grandparents had a couple of them also as well. But they're not.
They just do anything, or is it like it's just the realistic look of them, or the rosy cheeks?
Yeah, they're just little statues. Is all they are. They're very, very popular in Germany. And
yeah, they look German.
Yeah,
look very Dutch.
Yeah. So here we go. The Morgan dollars, minted in the late 19th century, and again early in the 20s. The Morgan dollar was a very popular silver dollar at the time. Too popular that it turns out. Despite the age of the coin, there were so many that were made that the value is limited. So basically, the dollar Morgan is worth
a dollar.
A dollar.
Okay, that works. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's still worth a dollar.
That's about it. The Indian
head. You're collecting them, you're still saving, yeah, right?
Indian head pen, but there's no value going up, though. That's just it. Indian head pennies, same thing, sticking with the old coins, according to the value, according to Cathler, another collector. Company value the pennies held down by one teeny problem is that they're not rare. So there's still a lot of them out there.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah. Franklin Mint items similar to the Hummel figures, the Franklin Mint collectibles, anything Franklin Mint, coins, the plates, the dolls, the nines, LP record sets. Again, a lot of people bought them, so they're out there. There's still an abundance of them. This falls with you, brother. We talked about this before. Baseball card collections.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is, though, is that how did you keep them is the key thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what condition?
Right.
All about condition.
The points.
Yep.
Exactly. So, you know, the common to many, you know, the basement or the closet or kept an attic in a shoebox, this and that. They might be worth a zilch because of the condition of the card itself. If you didn't preserve it properly or anything like that, they can definitely go down in value overall. But, of course, there are certain athletes, whether it be football, baseball, whatever, that maybe they're rookie cards or this or that, that are worth something. But, again, they still have to be
in that
really, really good condition. And, of course, the last thing is, because this, I think, I've read about before, too, the Black Diamond Disney VHS tapes. So basically, you know, a lot of people, they saw a couple of the Beauty and the Beast ones or whatever go out for high values, even like Lady and the Tramp or whatever. Thing is that did those people actually get what they were asking for? So that's the key thing. They might have gone for, let's say, $10,000, and you think, oh, well, I have that. I could probably sell for $10,000, when actually probably maybe only went for $100 or $200.
What? So you bought something for $10,000 and it was only
No. You're trying to the person's trying to sell it.
Oh.
For $10,000, but maybe only got $100.
Oh. Okay.
So it's the perception of that's what they're asking, but that doesn't mean that's what they're going to get for it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Like being in a pawn shop.
Yeah, just about.
It's a Rolex, it's still worth $200.
Yeah. Well, it does this and it does that or whatever. Yeah, but in Brooklyn,
yeah,
it's only worth $200.
This Rolex I can get from Jimmy down the street right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, should we try calling Lyric again?
Oh, that buster. Let's see.
Let me see if he texts.
He don't answer my calls anyway, so let me see if it's...
Here, let me see if I can call him here.
Oh, you calling?
Yeah, I'm calling. I got him.
0355
Son of a bitch. Okay, he's not answering. Okay. We were kind of hoping to have some fun with it.
Oh, he's calling.
Oh, is he calling?
He's calling.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, answer it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
All right, let me plug him into the board here real quick. Lyric.
Is the green thing up there? Or did he hang up?
I think he hung up, maybe.
This guy.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are.
I'm right here, ain't I?
Hey, how...
I was answering the first time. What's going on?
Oh, we couldn't hear you, brother. How's it all good? How's it going so far?
It sucks. It's rainy out here, and these people don't know how to drive, so, you know, it's good times.
Well, that sounds like a blast, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. Can't you hear how excited I am by the tone of my voice?
It sounds normal to me. It sounds like your normal excitement.
Hey, man, anybody ask you to comment?
Oh.
I love it.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good, brother. Doing good. We just wanted to check in with you, see who might be riding with you, and you know, how's the clientele going though?
It's cool. I ain't really had complaints, man. I just dropped off somebody at a car dealership. She was a cutie. So
I ain't got
nobody in the car. Yeah, that would have been a good conversation.
Oh,
she
man.
She was in the car when y'all called the first time. I told them, like, look, I got a podcast going on. They're on the phone right now. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to get everything situated. And she said, okay, and then y'all couldn't hear me, and then you hung up.
Oh, bummer. Gotta love the technology, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's good times, baby. Good times.
Yeah. Well, other than that, how's the clientele going? You getting a lot of customers and taking them around town?
They wanted to send me all the way down to, like, where was it? 200 and some odd miles away, but
what?
I couldn't do that, but yeah, I wasn't trying to do that one because it wouldn't have paid me worth it. Plus, I got to be somewhere at 3 o'clock, so yeah, I ain't trying to go that far.
Yeah, I got to be somewhere at 3 o'clock, too.
Them the rides you don't want anyway, man. You get a bad customer on a 3-hour ride, and you be going to whoop somebody's ass.
Well, I know you texted me. How was that son and the father? How were they? Were they kind of like, eh?
Yeah, you just get people in the car sometimes. You can tell they ain't trying to engage at all. So dude sat down with his pink glasses and his little bitty boy, and they started having their own little private conversation. And I tried to be sociable at first. He pulled out his phone and kind of gave me a one-word answer, and I was like, all right, man, fuck you, too. Go ahead. Ain't no reason trying to engage with somebody like that. Ain't no conversation to be had.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, man. Well, it's kind of boring out here with not having you here, so we had to call Steve to come in and fill in for both you and Amber.
Oh, Amber! I thought Amber was there.
No, she called out today too. Son of a gun!
And it's been going quite well. Her. We didn't even notice you weren't here for a while. Steve's been doing a great job.
That's right.
That's cool. She gets choked out. Yeah, she gets choked next time. Steve, what's happening, baby?
Hey, not much. What's happening with you? I used to drive with Uber.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I didn't do it very long, and I went, nope, I'm not doing it.
You already know, man. Like, I'm trying to get at this as soon as possible. This is bullshit.
I can't imagine riding out in the rain. The way people drive down here in Southern California.
Like, I'll be real with you. Every time it rains, I want to take my black ass home because people out here,
wait,
it's like
black?
It's like when you go... Fuck you! when you drive out here in the rain, it's like if you live up north, like in New York or something, you see people driving slow for the first time. That's how it is every time it rains out here. People don't know how to drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to take my ass home. No, I ain't going to go home yet, but I need to. But yeah, it's bullshit.
Oh, man. So it ain't going to work out today then, huh?
I'm gonna be out here regardless. I'm gonna be out here at least till 3 o'clock. Then I got somewhere to be, and then after that, I'll probably drive back to the house, man. I'm gonna try to put a good 12 in today, and
yeah,
maybe a good 12 in tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I gotta be in Gardena at 3 o'clock.
Oh, you going out there too?
Why? Where are you going to go?
Well, that ain't none of your business. Where I'm going?
Well, I ain't gonna tell you that, but it ain't no my business. I ain't gonna tell you where I'm gonna be.
Well, Devin, well, maybe I'll just run into you somewhere in Gardena then.
Yeah, you never know. It might be a Wendy's. It might be a trailer park. You never know.
That's a bunch of Tom Petty's.
Hey, man, that was a little specific, bro. that was oddly specific, sir.
It even might be a Japanese store. You never know.
Never know.
Yeah, that's real specific, bro. That's real goddamn specific. That's real damn specific. We'll stay away from the Japanese spots then.
Oh, man.
Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. All right, brother.
Hold on. Let's leave the racism alone. Let's leave the racism alone. It's too early in the morning for that.
It's never early.
We might have some Asian listeners, man. You don't
it's
be
evening somewhere.
It's evening somewhere? Yeah, especially in Indiana, right?
No, what? Well, hold on. Indiana ain't a real place.
Great.
You know anybody from Indiana for real?
Yeah, because, you know, that's our affiliate. That's where we also broadcast, you know, Live City Radio. Oh.
That's like Rhode Island. Rhode Island ain't a real place either. I just tell you this so we can have 50 states, but that ain't.
All right, brother. Well, listen, man, you get back to work and you you find some other people to drive you nuts.
Indeed. Y'all be good, fellas. Enjoy your day, man.
You too, brother. I'll see you later on this afternoon.
How are you?
All right, brother. Peace. All right, take care.
So who was that? A friend of the show?
Yeah. Huh?
Who was that?
It was...
Yeah, like, what was he?
How'd he get on?
Why'd you call, call him? What was that about?
Yeah. Is that, is he a DJ?
He's a different DJ.
Is he somebody important?
He's another DJ.
Is he somebody important? I don't know if he's somebody important or anything like that. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. He could be like that. So, yeah. It could be, you never know what it is. You don't know. But real quick, did you guys by chance watch? We've got the football games going on today. Did you guys catch the Kansas City game last week?
Yeah, I watched it from beginning to end. But what really scared me was when Patrick Mahomes cracked his helmet.
You're telling me. But I was surprised that those freezing temperatures, that more of those helmets weren't breaking.
Well, of course, it drew attention nationwide, attention that quickly turned to the manufacturers.
Wow, it doesn't sound like we're reading this at all, does it?
Not at all.
No. Now, I did have an article around here. Let's see, where did I put that article? Because they were saying that something about the sports equipment company, Vickets or something like that, whatever. They created the high-tech 0-2 helmet that Mahomes was actually wearing now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but see, they're saying about how the outer shell damage was not ideal, but the helmet did do its job of protecting Mahomes during the head-to-head impact that he got. But... You know, the thing is that some say that Mahomes might have suffered a slight concussion, though.
And nothing fun about being concussed.
No, absolutely.
I could totally see that happening, though, especially the way the helmet broke.
And, of course, concussions have been a big issue with the NFL, you know, a number of years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Neurologists have been...
This bit's going great.
Talking about the after effects of concussions to players because of how those concussions cause so much damage to your brain.
Uh-huh. Like yours is right now.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, but and we wanted to get somebody, you know, another opinion on this. So, we got somebody on the phone to talk more about this. We have former NFL quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, Randall Cunningham, who was rated as the most sacked quarterback from 1985 to 1994. Good morning, Randall, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on your podcast. How you guys doing this morning?
Well, we're doing great, sir. Thank you. Now, it says here that you were sacked 409 times, and out of those, you had 8 concussions.
Thank you for having me on your podcast. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well, sir. What is your take about the NFL players getting these concussions, and do you think that they should stop playing?
I think it's a bunch of bunk.
Why do you say that, sir?
You don't sound cute. Well, I had 3 concussions my first 2 years of playing as a member of the Eagles, okay, and my mind is still sharp as a whip.
Really?
You guys got to remember that us football players are tough SOBs. And you know why I say, Stan, if you can't handle this rough stuff, then get the rough stuff out, the popcorn.
I'm sorry, sir? What do you mean?
Well, if you can't handle the rough stuff, I said, then get out of the rough stuff, popcorn. Look, if these doctors and critics of these helmets want us to listen to them, they should go put on a helmet and a leotard and like, bye,
what is happening?
Hey, this is would you please quiet on the phone? I'm on the phone with Ryan Seacrest, and we're going to do the top 40 countdown.
Ryan Seacrest.
This is life reflecting art.
Wow, it pretty much is. Randall, don't you think, though, that there's some truth to the whole brain damage issue for, you know, on these concussions?
Look, Jimmy, football is just a game, right? Right?
Yes.
Then all I have to say is that if you can't take the heat, then gotta get out of the places where it warms up. Now, I want a pony for my birthday.
What?
Wait, what was I? Oh, yeah, concussions. On the new season of Chicago Med on NBC Hot Show. Gotta watch it.
What?
The point is,
yeah,
concussions are not that dangerous. And you know what else?
No, sir.
Concussions are not that dangerous. Just tell them Vin Diesel sent you.
What?
Have you guys ever even seen the Super Bowl?
Well, yeah. I mean, every year, many, many times.
Aren't those great football games?
Yeah, they are.
You know, for my money, Meryl Streep hasn't won enough Oscars. I mean, come on, 21 nominations and only 3 wins? Get a bitch a few more if she deserves them.
Yeah, she definitely does.
What is X now? Used to be Twitter, now it's X. What the hell? Hey, what's that?
What, huh?
It's full of coffee. Why is there coffee here? That's the best part of waking up. Why is there a phone in my hand? What?
Are you okay, Randall?
Now, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
All these new quarterbacks like Patrick Allen and Brock Mahomes, all these other shortstops who get their bell rung week after 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 week. And if you can find a better deal, then you're killing me, Larry. For years, I told my wife that the concussions had no effect on me. Come to find out that it wasn't my wife, but a porch swing. But let me tell you, Mr. Oliver.
Yes.
That porch swing sure looked pretty in a short dress and made a shrimp pasta that would beat any recipe at Olive Garden.
What the hell are you talking about?
No kidding.
Now, if you ask 10 quarterbacks what they're more afraid of, concussions or losing their job,
yeah,
they will tell you that they can't wait for Cobra Kai Season 6 to finally air. I mean, why is it taking so long?
I have those same thoughts. So.
I don't need to see Dune 2.
Okay.
I'm sure it was just as boring as Dune 1 and the original Dune. But those films would never be as good as Mean Girls or the original Mean Girls.
Okay.
But I will tell you that my cousin has got a lot of nerve.
Well, why is that?
He has told me he's not writing me no thank you notes. Because he didn't want no stripper pole in his man cave.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here, sir.
Oh, why do I have a phone in my hand? Who am I talking to? Who this?
You know, let's just kind of slowly hang up.
I think his shoulder pads have slipped.
Yeah, let's just kind of slowly just pull him down here and let him talk to himself.
Yeah, he could talk on and on there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy, that's kind
that
of...
guy, man.
You want to talk to the right
way? Am I still on the phone? Hello?
No, you're not.
God. That guy's on one, man.
Yeah, he is. Jeez. Definitely is. Okay, well, with that being said and everything, should we just kind of move on and maybe play the game?
Oh, we got game time.
We got game time, baby.
Oh, it's game time.
It's game time. All right. So, you know what, Steve?
Yeah.
Since you're here.
Yeah.
You know what you got to do, right?
Steve.
You ready?
Ready.
All right. You haven't heard this. You're going to love this. You're going to love this, all right? Here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the exciting new game show that actually caused Marjorie Taylor Greene to go into politics. Quiz me.
Quiz you.
There you go. There you go. And, of course, we got intern Christopher out there ready to do the questions for us.
Hello, everybody. I have a quick question, though. Who's the fossil in the corner? I haven't seen this person in, like, over 5 months. Where has he been?
Well, I'm practicing to become a medical student, so this is my skeleton that I'm bringing with me everywhere.
Oh!
Good thing he's white, too.
Yeah. That's the where the femur
Stop
bone
being
is.
Such a pain in my patella.
God.
All right, let's begin the game, shall we, with question number one. All right. What TV show became popular off of two guys cooking meth?
Oh, Brown.
Brown.
Breaking Bad.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. I had no idea about that.
Have you not heard of Breaking Bad?
No, I know about Breaking Bad. I didn't know how it got started, though.
No, yeah. That's the show.
Yeah, that's the show. It's about two guys cooking meth.
Cooking meth.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, a chemistry
teacher. It's my favorite show of all time.
Oh, I thought you was going somewhere else.
That, no.
It's my life story, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but he does the gummy version.
All right, question number two. What is the most common flag color?
Brown.
Brown.
Red.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Two for two.
He might be going card here.
I know. Because, Lyric in here can actually answer questions.
Yeah, I'm taking it serious.
By the time the question finishes in my head, he's reading the next question.
All right, question number three. This is question number three, Steve, okay?
What was question two, though, really? Something about being red?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What was it?
Yeah.
It was the most common flag color.
Oh, flag. Oh, flag.
Not fag.
Yeah, not fag. Flag. You know, I looked at that picture of Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons, and he's somehow it fits here.
See, when I said fossil earlier.
Okay, what question are we on?
We're on question three.
Oh, only three?
Only three.
Told you, brother.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead then. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, you going to play the music or what?
I already did.
Well, we're playing it again so he can catch up.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. Oh,
concussions.
All right. All right. Which toy's original patented name was the Whirligig?
Steve.
Yeah, Steve's got to answer this one.
A top.
No, not a bad guess.
Sean?
No, Sean.
Hula hoop.
No.
Damn.
Somewhere in my mind, I know it, but I can't. I can't even find myself.
The name what?
It was called the
Whirligig.
The Whirligig.
The
Whirligig.
The Whirligig.
I'm gonna just get that. I'm gonna just guess to skip it.
No.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things with it. It goes up and down, obviously, but you know, you can walk with it. You can put it in a cradle, Steve.
Yo-yo.
That is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, fascinating, right?
The Whirligig.
Woo. The Whirligig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wouldn't have sold.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yo.
Yeah. Question number four.
Number four.
Yo.
Number four.
All right.
Okay.
Who is often referred to as the fifth Beatle?
Steve.
Sean.
Johnny Best.
No.
George Martin.
No.
Will Smith.
Shush.
Somebody slap him for that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's see if I can find it.
No, we have none.
All right.
We have none.
Anything or no?
No.
No.
I know there was something.
It was a
terminology, but the thing is that there was a number of people who were called that. But if you're going to do it technically, it should have been George Martin, though. Because he was their producer all the way through from beginning to end.
Yeah, but they replaced the drummer with Ringo.
Pete Best.
Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Pete Best.
Oh.
Well, here I got Stu Sutcliffe.
Stu Sutcliffe? God, who knows?
Sutcliffe.
I don't know who that is.
We'll search it up later.
All right.
Wikipedia. Okay.
Cool question number five.
Okay, what color was the flag color again?
Blue.
Blue.
Mm.
We have blue.
Like your balls.
Boy, you got that right.
All right. What TV movie starring Zac Efron became Disney Channel's most successful one to date?
Brown. Real Life of Zac and Cody.
No.
Ooh.
I don't even know if Zac Efron was actually even in that.
I didn't know who Zac
was. I thought that's who Zac it was.
No, that's not Zac.
Which Zac?
Zac Efron is the, he played Hugh Jackman's partner in Greatest Showman. That's Zac Efron.
Or if you watch Baywatch, he was the guy who was like the Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, that guy too.
He was all ripped and everything that was always challenging The Rock.
Oh, Saved by the Bell.
No.
No, it's not that Disney. Zac.
No. It was on Disney Channel, yeah.
Zac Efron.
Sean.
Oh. Sean.
Hannah Montana.
No.
It was
a TV movie.
Movie?
What TV movie? That's what I said at the start. What TV movie?
Brown. High School Musical.
That is correct. There you go.
My bad. I had to remember who Zach was.
And we all look alike, I know.
I know.
All right. Question.
Do a favor in my
life. Number six. Which U.S. state has the only highway with metric numbers on them?
Ooh.
Brown.
Brown.
Texas.
No.
Oh, so do things different.
With U.S.
state.
Yes, U.S.
Sean.
State. Sean.
New York.
No, we are.
Steve.
That's very cold. Steve.
Maine?
No, it's a West Coast. Cold.
Brown.
Think West Coast. Brown.
Oh, West Coast.
Arizona.
That is correct. Ooh. Damn, Brown is stealing the show right now. Holy crap.
Okay.
Question number 7.
I can focus better with lyrics now.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, and then these two can't function when they have each other.
Yeah, take off those rainbow shades.
All right. Which famous blues artist donated his 7,000 record?
Sean.
Sean?
B.B. King.
That is correct.
We just talked about it just recently, yeah.
Oh, really? Good job, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Question number 8.
Wow.
You didn't tell me those notes was going to be on the test.
What common spice was used to preserve mummies in ancient Egypt?
Sean. Cumin.
That is correct.
I thought it was, never mind.
What'd you think it was? Come on, spit it out.
I thought it was pronounced Cumin. A little differently.
Cumin.
I was like, oh, that's why I stayed. That's what they used.
Maybe that slap is warranted. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Never know.
Makes sense.
Question number 9.
Have you seen your socks after?
All right, we got a round robin question here. So, Steve, since you're coming back, our round robin, everyone's going to guess a certain number. So this is a number-based question.
Okay.
And whoever's closest gets it.
Okay.
All right. Paul Anka, I believe, was the man who wrote the theme song for Johnny Carson's The Tonight Show. During the show's peak, how much money did he annually make? We'll start with Sean.
Paul Anka?
Mm-hmm. How much money did he annually make?
Just off of that?
Off of that alone.
Alone. Shit.
How much money are you thinking? Money.
How much money a year?
You gotta give me something.
I'm gonna say maybe $500,000.
All right. Brown.
Back in those days. $76,000.
All right. Steve.
$10,000.
Sean is the closest. $800,000 to $900,000.
Damn. For just the jingle?
Off of that, off of the royalties of that alone at the show's peak.
A year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was so much per show.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so per station, like per
250 shows that they actually did, or it would have been any time it was broadcast, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's every time the Tonight Show. So that's
even the reruns.
Even the reruns
that's
and everything.
Like,
yeah.
It's a lot. At least.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
I was going to go low too, but then I went. Wait a minute.
I was thinking 50 per show for some reason, but it obviously it was like 250. Yeah.
Cool.
Or,
yeah. Question number 10. We are finally here at the end.
Yay! I can let my mind rest.
All right. What popular food was the first item to ever be bought with Bitcoin?
Steve.
Cheese.
Sean.
No, Sean.
Pizza.
That is correct.
That's what I was about to say.
Specifically, two pizzas.
There was cheese on the pizza.
He didn't let him finish. Cheese
inquiry,
pizza.
Inquiry.
I'll give you nothing.
Oh, well, there you go, guys. We had a fun show. Steve, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank
appreciate
you for
it.
Getting me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we don't
bro.
Have to let down lyric real easy.
And, of course, thank you for Tito Benavides for allowing us to call him. And, of course, to Brian and Kelly for letting us leave a message on their phone. Happy National DJ, guys, to all of those DJs out there, both whether you do private parties or weddings, and, of course, our favorite radio personalities as well. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Exit Instagram is at yourweeklydose1. Email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yo, and this is Brown Waters, and you can find me anywhere on the lines with Brown Waters. You don't say Brown Waters Comedy on YouTube, or go Sketchy Budget Entertainment for the new content.
That's right, Steve.
I ain't got shit.
Nice.
Sound like lyrics. Good replacement.
Exactly. And for me, if you guys want to follow me, Sean, on any social media, it's just simply Sean R. Unplugged.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Guys, thank you for coming. Steve, again, thank you for coming in, brother, on such short notice.
I really enjoyed it. Great being with you guys.
Absolutely.
I like all the laughing.
Well, dude, you're family. So, and who knows, yeah, we may bring you back in a different way.
In a dress.
Yeah, you never know.
Still available for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, all right, everybody, go out there and have a good day. Enjoy yourselves. Be good to each other. Take care.
Who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say? Choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.